professional, and tell him whatever it was he wanted to tell him. And sometimes it would be suggested that some of us might go down to the bar and have a drink rather than hang about, so that the privacy was protected. It was used particularly frequently in the days when McMahon and when Gorton had become Prime Minister, and the pro-McMahon forces were trying to unseat Gorton, and there was an almost constant stream of members into C. Allen to tell him what had happened in the government party room, tell him what they thought about Ainsley Gatto and an excessive influence on John Gorton, tell him about whatever John had done wrong lately, or about how the electorate was responding to his various flaws and so on. I guess probably the same sorts of things happened in the other offices. There was our office was just down the corridor from the Sydney Morning Herald office, where their chief political correspondent was Ian Fitchett, who was a big, big man, big voice, big booming voice, been a war correspondent in World War II, ended up at the as the first public relations person at the War Memorial, where the story is told. And I don't know whether this is a true story or not, but there was a story told of Fitch that he was feeling unwell, so he went to the doctor, and the doctor said, possibly you're drinking a bit too much, Fitch. What are you drinking? He said, scotch. All right. Scotch. How much scotch? Oh, two a night. Oh, two glasses of scotch a night isn't too much. Bottles. So, now, I'm not sure whether that was actually a true story of Fitch, or whether it was a joke that people applied Fitch's name to. But the same sort of thing happened in his office. These guys would do the rounds. And the Age office further down had a bloke called Alan Barnes, who was the chief political correspondent in it. And don't sort of go from our office, Sydney Morning Herald, Alan's, ABC, and across on the other side of the building, they just built some offices on the other side for the Financial Review. And Max Walsh had just come down here for the Financial Review and was making a name for himself. So no doubt they went over there and spilled the same sort of bomb to him.
I'm thinking, Russell, we've had 2 hours together, and maybe we could call it quits for this session, and if it's agreeable with you, I'd love you to come back and we'll continue. So thanks very much for today.
That's fine.